estrela, só pra ter uma ideia. Né? Não, Dez. Agora, Dez, eu tô aqui, mano. Eu vou ter que fazer isso, né? E meio que faz a loja na aula. Bebê, tu só sente que dá a loja na aula. Você tá working hard. Like, the harvesting, they get, you know, they get big trouble now. That utility operators.
Yeah.
They said they're working hard now. Look for my uncle, my dad. A lot of my, you know, my relatives, my uncles. 40 cents a day, you know.
Yeah.
No union. You gotta work. Cut cane, all that kind of pick up.
Nowadays is the best life.
These guys, they know what is, they know what is hard. What hard work is, you know. No, these guys, they work, they make an incentive, they make a contract. Over $1,000 a month. I'm not saying in the US, that's what I mean.
We make $1,200 a month.
And we, you know how much I pay. Come on here and look.
You know how much I pay for this house?
You guys been teaching me how to.
You know how much I pay in this house? $16 a month.
Oh shit.
Two bedrooms.
16. I paid $200 and fucking.
The water is dollar
for my house.
The water is dollar.
Yeah, right. That's what they were saying out my part.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
You guys got it good now.
Good, good,
good. Yeah, but
the housing, they had a meeting. No, they had a meeting.
You know.
Johnny Boy, never take the utility.
You have to remember one thing.
Only that,
days,
his hand, you know, King Crab.
Yeah, sure, I heard.
Our parents' days before,
they
only work to begin with 50 cents and 75 cents an hour.
This is,
the highest came up to dollar half an hour.
The company, this, when they talk,
when
they come aside
to us, I mean, not 1 hour, I mean, a day now. In 1 day now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me explain to you, David.
Like before this, you
when
job,
you get 50 cents to 75 cents an hour, they had free
They said they're working too hard.
Kerosene,
you
know, that stove that they put kerosene in there, you know, you know what it's
called,
kerosene stove, that old type, you have to put a kerosene in there. So the plantation,
they're using us, you know, too often.
Free, 15, if how many family you have, and then they give you,
no,
you
give you guys
one family, so they give you
about
10 gallons a month. Now if you get a bigger family,
but
they give you 15 gallons a month. That is going to be every month.
You put in 8 hours,
and then,
you have to kill yourself.
On the utility,
the
house.
Yeah. You're not working more than them.
The house.
Right now, I want to tell you, I've been
the
hardest working guys in
there.
The house is free.
No, the lowest.
To the house, maybe you pay about
free.
No, $2, $2 something.
There's
and, no, the house is free, and you pay the light. You only pay the light.
They work harder than a caterpillar company.
Then gradually,
you know
come to about $1 an hour.
You can't get away from the dust.
The same, well, same
when you
people,
work
but
you're working in the dust.
It was, you know, it still was under the plantation.
You, nice.
You have no union now. No union, see?
You, Abitala?
You stay on more 2-3 days, I'm telling you.
See, give us consideration, because the last
year,
eating dust,
pay off. You got nothing to say. You,
how
you
guys
you,
can
you fired,
say
you,
that? No more great seats.
So, ready, what, you know, stuff is going. So, then after that,
I raise my hand. Said,
they'll have a day now, you know, only 1 day, they'll have. That was, all the way, see, was they'll have a day, see?
Great seats.
Right there. Then after that, when come to that, so many years in there, then came that 1950, 52, 53, like that.
All right.
The union started.
Yeah,
53.
Right away. Literally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
After the war.
Yeah. Yeah, the union started. When the union started in there, we had the what? The
bulldozer.
I don't know, I mean, just roughly speaking, I mean,
the
first time when we get on a plantation to get the union in there, I think it's 15 cents or 20 cents an hour now. Well, it's pretty good now, an hour now. They'll have a day.
See, you make,
they'll have a day even you make overtime.
If they can bulldoze.
You know, you make 23 days, they only give you bonus.
If they can
then after that, year by year, Jack. Year by year, then the stuff is coming up. See, coming up, they come
so
up to
35
cents,
upon a time.
40 cents.
Bernardo,
then gradually, right now,
truck the gang, man.
Then we come up to about
a
L
over here.
Step in gradient,
Bill, Bill. These guys are FBI. Yeah.
So anything what you stole, so anything what you stole, don't bring it out, you know.
He's from
Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
He bring it too, you know.
That's his brother. Yeah.
Tell me what a different. Excuse me, I mean forget subject. Tell me what.
Really
tell me what the different. How are in Burinki and the million Burinki?
Well, it's million Burinki talk was sleeping.
Million Burinki, they get a slide.
Yeah. What?
How I can rough?
Yeah, so what? He's
how I can get the Latin
Burinki?
Get the Hawaiian log.
Yeah, because he's just old. That's a Pinocchio.
No, but yeah, next week.
Yeah, you know, I used to go to school real near to where you live. Where do you live?
You're from the
country. No, I gotta see my brother because my brother-in-law.
That's Joe's brother-in-law.
Yeah. Was he gonna pay up last night? No. Let's go pick you up, you know, last night.
Did I do another Holly?
Call him up, wake him up.
Holly mistake.
My nephew.
Well, I was
saying something like he live in Massachusetts.
What time was that? Go pick you up.
I mean,
12 o'clock?
Wow. He came from a million.
I don't like that 12 o'clock. I like
go early.
He came from the
can pull around everything. Yeah. Two holy bros.
Gone, man. Come on. Then I'm going to get up to 1 o'clock. My wife will take my clothes. Go throw me out. Happy and a dance group.
Yeah. So next you can go. No, I gotta see my brother.
Yeah, you know why is that? You know why is that? Where he living? He lost.
My
he's came on the same thing now. You lost.
Yeah. He's good to stay with us.
He's playing. No play. No go play.
No, but me I don't care.
You know something? I really don't
want to talk. I hear music. I like to play.
No, brother.
Well, take turn in it. Take turn.
Yeah, more worse. Me I'm scared that kind of kid.
No. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's...
Somebody
going over there, they're going to hear about it. They're going to see it. They're going to tell you about you with the truck again.
No, you better get married.
When I come back, I saw me quit playing music. Just
I'll go
bring
my hand then. You
I just
can
got one more year.
You know what I mean?
When my buddy over there, where did he go?
You want to see the horse in there?
Chickens.
Oh,
you want to see the chickens?
No, it's the whole man. No, it's the deal.
Yeah.
Somebody staying at dance with my wife. My wife meet him. Hey, I had it. I came back with lipstick.
You just gotta explain. You gotta explain. You had just as enjoying the
good
job.
Yeah,
you don't trust me already.
No, wait. And then she gonna tell that guy gonna come like really fat. Same thing. He was fat guy too. Yeah. I tell him I was really fat. Who you married? You really fat?
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah.
But no said you get mad because it's true.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Well. If I was single, oh brother, every place you guys go, I follow you guys, man. I go wild, even if all ahead.
You know,
home,
that's my problem people. Too. Man. This guy, you know. Single
married?
Yeah. No, you know, Al. You know.
Oh, fuck, Pete.
He goes around all over this. Chicks, all different kind of chicks. I'm a married man, yeah?
True.
Got a little, you know.
Bambino.
Bambino.
Bambino's a good big brother.
Shit. But I want to go out of
here. I mean, Bernard, he is a good big brother in it.
Turn us into spy.
Turn us into effect.
You want to see a bullshit and Holly, you looking at it. He's a good big brother then.
Yeah, he's a good big brother.
You got the same defense. Slide.
Hey, boy, hey Joe. See. What is gonna be one good one tomorrow morning? He might bring one of these things. Yeah, Joe, you want to hear what you want to say?
I'm gonna tell him. It's my day off.
Joe,
you can use that against me. Jack,
you
know,
I got a couple of cousins I want to work as tractor operators. Using them tapes, man, I can get them in when they fire.
Hey, Watterson, watch your mouth. Get us in trouble.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind making that 1,000, 1,200.
You know the benches are.
You guys make so much money. You guys really rich.
Yeah, compared to outside. Guys outside paying 200.
I don't even
know. How is it feel?
Huh?
Where the? How is it feel? Yeah.
No, our gang.
Oh yeah.
Because we work contract, right?
Mm.
8 hours.
Yeah,
we work Saturday, we work Sunday.
Yeah,
right?
Him, what? Kalaman, he changed his mind because what?
That's
he gets what 600 something.
Yeah, yeah.
He changed his mind.
Yeah, and I mean, tell him, you stupid. I tell them, don't get me wrong, I tell them, don't get me wrong, I'm not going against that nationality. But one Filipino guy, what power, you know the machine driver, what do you say? Benny. Train driver, yeah, yeah, yeah. That kind.
You
give me tools now.
Oh, you mean Ben, yeah, Ben, yeah, the one, he's a sick guy now, so now, he's issuing pats.
Yeah,
Ben, yeah, crane operator for
before utility. Before he got the strokes.
So Carino can get a job.
Yeah. So,
if you never get sick, you don't move that job.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
He said, he tell our boss, I mean, that's what's one good howling. I tell you, we no can find no howling, but that guy's something like Duncan. Dunkin' or what?
Yeah,
same kind. Every morning he gotta take a couple shots. Go walking. Hey, no more howling like
that. Drink.
Huh?
Oh, mine's fine.
Big
chum. That's a good hair.
Big chum one.
I'll be stuck late, but that's the fourth one, I think, already.
It's not here. We'll
go rule this tonight.
Not tonight. Tomorrow I gotta walk.
Yeah, get some tough tea.
If Saturday night, you know what we work 5 days a week.
Maybe you brought a plane again tonight, eh? Did they play last night, you brought a guys?
Friday, Saturday.
They play last night, eh?
When they play? Friday, Saturday?
Yeah.
Not Sunday. Friday, Saturday, now I know. I might make a
say. I was looking for you last night. I haven't asked your brother. Yeah, your brother.
Last night I was looking for you. And two only brothers.
I told you guys I don't play with them already.
If you was, if you
Ooh, heavy boy.
The dance to it.
Shit. I tell you.
Go here, Puck Terry's game.
Yeah. Oh, that's a kind of rugged place, boy.
Pakatu, man.
Bamba the bulls come around. That place not in my trouble, boy. No more bulls.
Good for the record. Dance to it, boy. It's my dance to it. No.
That's the type that knows where it's at. You don't have the wine and dine them.
Right.
Those guys know exactly.
Direct, man.
What guy? You don't have to beat around the bush. Come on, I just know a great man. I want to get some
boy. I need the name. I get
Joe goes down and does that. Down at Cahillo Park.
That shit. No.
That's why he lives all the way out here, so they can't find us.
Right.
He told me he don't want to leave this place.
Especially not their brother. It's a good place.
It's a good hideout here. Good place for
Lelo,
man.
Yeah, I tell you, lunch hour.
What's her name? I'll give her your address and tell her to
I'm sorry.
Lunch hour, that's all we do.
No, I ain't gonna get
swimming. And if you kind of slow move, that's all. You look like you had a bad night last night.
How many times Saturday and Sunday
Joe,
I don't go work?
Jumilo, tell me, you like Joe? Jumilo, tell me if I like him, Joe. Look, I'm a working man. I cannot be choosy. Who you put me with partner, you know? I work.
Oh, that means he don't like you then.
Yeah.
I'm not choosy, no. And then I tell him, you put me with Joe, you put me, I figured you could put me either with this guy or Bobby. But have you seen this guy work?
Gotta go.
When he get a bulldoze. This guy better than Bobby, you know what I mean? Bobby, he, you know the Pali Pali, I'm talking about Pali Pali Pino now, you guys job.
Yeah.
He only go on a high place and wow, he jump on the next one.
Hey, you know that fillet?
110.
110?
I got a little bit of a thing.
Fucking mountain in there.
Yeah. When me and Shimatsu went in there.
Me and Joe Nellis, we gotta go
Joe
back.
Joe Nellis, I told Alut was there. No, Alut was working Monday night, Alut, with Bobby. So Joe Nellis asked that, who's doing on this job we're bulldozing? See, Bobby's block. So I went in there, and me and Matsui went in there.
Garbage,
so I told straight to Joe Nellis, if you're not going to fix this block, we're not going inside this block. So we inside, we inside. I told him, you got to fix this block. I told him, there is no business, anybody, if dark or what, don't ever bulldoze if you cannot bulldoze. Leave him alone for a day shift guy. You want to knife him, you knife him. But no, maybe during that day, he will go bulldoze. You know, right beside the flume.
You have to go back.
And you know how that stuff go? Well, this side, beside the flume, and other side is go this way and go down like that. He pulled it out this way, all still like that. Like that. And this side is, you know, still like that. So I told a journalist, if you're not going to fix this, I'm going to tell the boys, you're not going inside here. Yeah, I don't care if Bobby or what, but the part is, no more. If come dark, there is no business to bulldozer.
Holy.
It's only knife that this shift coming in. No, but bulldozer, it's all finished. Eh? All the rest you gotta make them because Alut said, not me now, because he walked Monday. Alut will be there. I don't know if Alut or what, but somebody did know as Bobby.
These two guys.
Yeah. I told God, you're not gonna fix them. I'm gonna tell the boys not to go in there.
The way I think. Yeah, we're not, as well as not grade 6, but no.
So you gotta
we're gonna make a little bit good job, man. How the company gonna survive? You know what I mean?
Right.
No, I mean, but you know, I'm gonna tell you something, eh? These guys didn't respect us, right? So you gotta prove them that, you know, you get pride, you get
dignity. Yeah, I know what you mean, Joe.
As long as he put you on their work,
yeah.
Just cool it. As long as the tractor is moving, even on low gear, meeting is moving, they cannot say nothing.
Yeah, even Tommy does it.
Right. But you know what I mean is, I mean, I don't even mean that kind of real, you know, baseball feel like that.
No.
As long as the water can run.
Yeah. That's right, that's what we
if
worry
the water
about.
Can run, how we will get paid?
You gotta go back, right? But I'm gonna tell you something, why Bobby said rough bulldozing? Because he no can bulldoze,
yeah, yeah,
right?
He can. Yeah, he can.
Look me myself, me Chiang and Lakmai working. I bulldoze so high that the dirt about this high, pipe. I push this way. I gotta change angle, push this way because there's so much dirt and get holes all around. You gotta change the angle. Or feel them so that the water run, right? That way you don't have to worry about going back.
Because no can, you know, I mean, if you know.
Bobby, he say,
you know how good are you?
Rock bulldozing because he cannot bulldoze.
I know.
He's protecting himself.
I mean, like I told these guys, eh? If you born stupid,
you
mean how fast you're gonna be, eh?
Yeah.
You're gonna be a stupid. You know how bad? What's the funny, sir?
Right?
Yo, wait. Look them now. Look him now. Him and his brother-in-law and you now. Okay, now. You guys walk inside our field now when we go in now. We know whose job, eh? Now, look now. If we stay in there, it's what we tell you. I tell you, make rough, move it so that we get room. Because you get contract and we get contract. Move it out. When you stay ahead, then it's up to you. Yeah, no, move out. See, the main thing is, you get inside that field and get the 8 hours, see? Like these guys. Look, you guys job. You and Larry job, look. Nobody complain. It's there. It's not that good as rough job, but the part is everything is running. Mud job, we know it's mud. Mud is here. Because we know the mountain is there. This is mud's blood. See? Look now. They gotta come back, right? You know, how many times you come back for fix mud blood because mud too is squawking, eh? Oh, the high mountain. See?
You never walk over there.
But we tell
you
something, eh? Poly feel. Yeah. We're getting paid according to them. Yeah. 70% is done, right?
Right.
So actually, if they plow in 110 now, they plow in over here 65. These guys no way inside. They're about 2 days behind. We don't have to rush him. Because you know why? We're getting paid under them. Now
it's
how
steady,
could they pay us the incentive if we two weeks ahead? And our pay coming in, and these guys never even hit the field.
Yeah.
How are they gonna pay us? You tell me.
They don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You
tell me.
They make anything.
That's right.
Right? You
gotta go according to them pay. And we get about 2 cents less than them. See?
So,
nobody understands it.
Why are we rushing?
That's why that we get all the contract that
because
we know.
Because it's our blood, because we contract workers, you go fast.
Fast.
But you guys never realized that, right?
Yeah, so I'm
so now when you think about it, you can slow down.
Yeah.
When they come inside, get about a couple of flumes for them.
Good enough.
About 1 day, 2 days flumes.
That's what I say.
Then we go.
When I used to work by myself, that's what I used to tell
you
me.
You have to.
I like lick that guy. How many times? Honestly, come here, I don't care.
Because this guy's been catching
me. I stay here.
Catching
us here. Talking,
all this time.
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm working, I don't like somebody come and
tell me. Like Matt. You see Matt, eh? On a flume now. You see when he bulldozes up. End to end, eh?
Yeah,
go down. And now we gotta wait long time because you know how long for it's down that quarter mile and come back to
and
up there.
And plus you come back, he still leave mountain.
Yeah. But look, you see you now, eh? We can talk to you now. So look what we told you earlier one time. That go halfway.
Yeah.
You go down halfway, you turn halfway. Just give us room
I
for go over there. And we go walk slow.
Yeah.
We get our contract.
You told me, you don't need to
confess.
Yeah.
And I told you what I figure. We're thinking now.
Yeah, myself, you know that figure. What we doing? We're making room for them.
When I work,
we go ahead.
I don't like you guys lose money.
You give them enough like lose
money.
So they can.
But I don't go all the way down.
Working, they just come get in two and roads. Keep on going.
I make the two roads.
But they're getting higher contract now.
Then you guys can come and work in there.
I don't know. Their job is.
Not,
but you know,
all the way down.
They've been screwing us so long. Nobody noticed.
What do
you call it? Swing out. Swing out.
Jesus.
It don't make no difference.
But since I came over
the swing out, it don't make no difference. He don't need you to fight in the front.
For the water to run inside.
You seen them already?
Yeah.
So I tell him that. But
you guys think flumes are the different kind?
Do what I tell him.
Cement flumes.
Cement flumes.
When he
came out, you want to see the fields. Yeah. And you're going now with your full load of shit, man.
Gee, you put
you hit one block, you fly, man.
You gotta go out of jail. Well, I tell him, man.
Because the struggle.
I'm happy.
My ass is like this.
I do all that job.
You know what
I mean? I got to do all that job.
I swear to God, like
no sense. Whole night.
I'm going down sideways. He look at me, he laugh off me. I sweating my ass off. I'm going down like that. Don't, you know, track his sideways. You know. He laugh off.
When you hit one rock, you know.
Yeah, because if you hit one rock, you
over your
tractor flip.
Like our
big
job
rock
too,
rock.
Eh?
It's only doesn't matter.
What with our job is one angle.
Yeah, yeah.
Now if the hill this way, like our job, if the hill this way.
You
if the line is running this way, as all you're going.
That's the way. You don't follow the line, but us, no. Yeah. We gotta go according to the where the field is.
Yeah. No, if you're going if here like this, you can come down.
Through.
This
way,
you can come
down.
You guys ought to get combat pay.
Yeah, we should get hazardous pay.
Yeah, it's something else.
Oh, we got death hazardous pay, yeah?
We don't have hazardous pay. You can't see no more. No more.
The plow field, no more.
You guys get.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah.
You guys get.
Of course.
They don't. Already.
Because, you know, but the part is.
Grievous.
No, but the part is.
They call it obnoxious.
No. But the part is.
Yeah, obnoxious pay.
The part is.
Because it's obnoxious that
you gotta go figure out on the terrain and how we going now. Like
how
you
come
guys,
you guys get and we no more?
No, because now if the hill this way, how are you guys going?
Straight down.
How are we going?
Side.
We have to follow that.
But
that
something.
See, I mean,
no,
the
blue really rocks over there, who moved
right
the rocks out?
Yeah,
wait, guys,
who moved
wait
the rocks out?
Of course.
Now, if you hit on wrong rock, you go flip over, we die, man.
Well,
who's dangerous?
We're gonna donate.
$2. $2 each, right?
Yeah, well, no if, well, what do you mean, it's $2 each? Not friend, $2, if friend, maybe $5.
Now I know,
right?
When I walk up at that place, hey, only $5. I better take it easy.
I mean, you better change. Must well go down. Don't have a four or make show off and go sideways like that because you had it.
Man. Good one.
But if we go straight down, you know,
that
go up.
161 on New York Saturday, Sunday night.
For camp tree.
No,
yeah.
No,
this
side,
this
side. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, only one
repos. I guess I was working on here, though.
We work only one day.
Yeah,
we work only one day.
We work
only one day. We work something here.
We
can't work it out, Alut. Once was on Saturday.
Oh, yes, guys, yeah.
Oh, Alut, I'm happy that he didn't work with me.
Where's that one? We go find the
piss me off, you know.
A quick down.
No, to be looking, to be looking first.
He hold the eyes.
Catch you guys there with the eyes.
Yeah, yeah. He told
us in the morning. He said, you guys bring over the cooler.
No, wait. He came over. No. I left before him, see? So I ain't
go
by
see
the ice.
House.
So he tell me. I'll go up there, wait for you guys up there. So we're not there, okay?
It's sell out there, the beer.
No, wait. So then, reach over there. I told him, bring the beer, so I'll put him inside the cooler. Jamil will come.
Yeah, he come.
Is it ring now? No, after we part, we're going to drink. He said, okay. The meeting you guys do that job, and you guys
sell it. I was telling him. I was going
to
put
the beer. So we put the ice inside the cooler. After lunch time, you know, can't wait then. Eh? Akui come.
He's
still drinking already. Here comes Akui. Akui, come drink.
You like that?
Akui, yeah. Don't turn us inside. Oh, no worry. Still drinking with us.
You're safe already.
He drinking with you.
That night, we did our job. He couldn't see nothing.
Alu toast, we had sushi.
We can roll sushi.
Yeah,
you know what? I eat it.
As a third, he freaking threw a fish, one big fish too, boy.
No, not me. I don't think.
Larry made for the fish.
You know when he win change, Akui. You know when we have that party on Pusi?
Oh, yeah. He tell us go take the food.
He let us work the fuck, you know.
But we told him they were drinking. See, when come to the job, you don't know us, you put all that kind of stuff, you know, all that stuff. Look now, he changed,
yes.
He drink, yeah.
Yes, Chang. When he go home early, me, him and Lagmai. He come in to Jolo. I tell him, you go turn my ass in. Then why? The tonight get carnival, we all do carnival. So we going home. So no turn me in, eh? He said, no, don't worry. He talk like that. Don't worry. Are you sure now? Okay, you turn me in. You remember the time, carnival time, we go home early?
Yeah.
Jolo.
Yeah.
You tell him, you could not turn us in. I'm scared.
But now he changed though now, Jolo.
Sure, because the boss is calling.
He get one more chance. You know.
How come he would turn you in?
No, he not turn me in.
Why would he?
Because he get bad vibes with the boss. Eh? The boss is chew his ass out, so he go along with us.
Because that time we had the
but
party.
He's a cocksucker.
Never come at a party, that time, position was. The guy get retired.
He's just too busy.
Who was? I know all the guys that I went.
Watanabe.
Oh, no, I
remember. Oh, that time he sit with us, eh?
Who?
He take all the food home too, boy. You know that I left over from the Chinese transfer.
Oh, that's
it. He has back in the thing over there. He tell me, yeah, Joe, hold this. Fuck you, man. What are you? Carry your mark.
Tell, see.
Like a carry the food out.
Walk in time. You always that can extreme, that can walk in time. And then when get party like this, you stay with us, all that kind of stuff. You gotta play, I mean, if you like the boys, walk good. You play boy with a book, I mean,
like
play
me,
boy with
spoken,
a boys,
I
and he was good. Him. And he not gumbara.
He turn my ass in.
What you been tell him?
He get nervous.
You been tell him something, he said, Kalaman.
Oh, yeah.
Kalaman, honest man.
Yeah, he said, Kalaman, honest guy, the way he's stupid. He said, guys, the other group was working, they go home on the dot. But us guys, we go home early.
I tell him, hey, we make a slide or two. I told you, we make these two more plumes then.
Yeah.
Pow, because only 4 hours, they're not gonna expect us to make more than what we're supposed to in 4 hours time. So I've been working a long time, so I know about how much we can make. So I know the acreage. I tell them, we make these 4 acres, these 4 plumes, not for the time.
You can imagine.
I was thinking
nice
we're gonna finish them about 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock was pow already.
You can imagine working nice, the wind blowing like this now, right?
Now,
the field is soft, dusty, right?
Red dirt.
And you figure out, going towards the wind, all that dust. You tell me how you can work. The lights dim. Gas mask, but you put the can.
Goggles.
Plain goggles. The dust pile up on the goggles, that's it. You need windshield wiper. But the bosses, they don't...
That's how bad it is.
But the boss, they don't take that in consideration, you know? And we're trying our best, we're busting our ass. Our eyes getting burned,
like
right? The eyes getting burned from the cast.
True.
So
fine. You get in the bathtub, man. You put no waters. You're in a bathtub when you take a bath. You can't get up out
it's
of it.
All red.
It's too muddy and your feet stick.
Looks like chocolate or coffee.
You know, I used to work on the road, construction, back on the mainland in Iowa. And they get red dust out there.
Yeah.
So like when it's dry and then, you know, no more rain, just the red dust.
Stick on you, man.
You get in the bathtub.
Your shoes, look my shoes are red.
One day I will go in a bathtub.
You look like one big Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Appreciate.
You know, you fish with that.
Fill them up with hot water. But I never thought that much dirt.
See, when you come home, see, all blood and rain.
That's true.
Oh.
I took off my clothes, soaked my back in hot water. Damn, I stood about half an hour.
Okay,
see, when I came out,
every night.
You know the rain?
Get the dirt out.
You know, you flush out the water. All red. Hey, I mean, have to scrub. I have water for the dirt. No, this no.
Oh, my grandson. That's
your grandson.
That is my daughter now.
That's your daughter.
And that's my grandson.
Grandson
now.
And
so I told grandchildren? Him that don't ever bullshit me because I'm not no young.
Yes,
no
you
young.
Yeah.
You're old, man. grandkids?
I got six.
He doesn't look like it, huh? I mean, I was trying to.
I got six now.
No, see, it looks like FBI, oh yeah. Take a tape record of your
don't
husband.
Don't have a debate with me in that pull of bullshit. Yeah, you're going to hurry.
Yeah, take a tape record of your husband. You're going to lock him up tomorrow.
Oh, this is my wife, this is Sue, and this is what's your name again?
Bill.
Bill, this Bill, and that.
Oh, this is Bernard and Tiang, they work.
Well, this Bernard, he working with us. This muchacho, que pasa?
Not muchacha, muchacho.
Muchacho.
How old is he?
One.
11.
One.
Who?
Yeah,
he's antique.
It's a little short one.
50.
16. He antique. 11.
50.
No, he antique.
Yeah, antique. 50.
Right.
I no, tell the Filipinos that eat the
no bullshit because all my friends say
look young.
50.
No.
You ask me, I tell you. You don't believe it, then forget about it. So let me think. You ask me how old I am.
What's my age? Yours?
How old are you? How old are you?
40.
How old are you?
40.
Yeah.
No, how old are you? Seriously.
I got
to
make
39.
39. No, no, no. Now I tell you I'm 50 and you tell him 30. He's about 40 something. You're wrong.
How old are you?
Okay.
What's
my age?
29.
29. Shit. How old are you?
53. Shit.
Cocky guy. Cocky guy.
Shit.
42?
Yeah, I wish I was 42.
He's in there. Oh, no, here.
You talking about him or me? Him, eh?
This one.
Yeah.
When you're talking about. Below on a 30, talking below on a 30, you're talking about him, see? He's below on a 30.
Below
30.
32. 22.
Number 30 yet,
eh?
Yeah? He's below on a 30, you're talking about. But when you're talking about.
36. Something else. Me and him,
well, once you turn 30, you ain't supposed, we ain't supposed to talk to anybody over 30, right?
I could have taken you for 23.
Go home then, you guys. Okay, we're all over 30.
I like
to
stay already.
Go home, you guys.
Hey, how are we going to be able to sing, man?
Hard to believe.
Yeah, but Joe Mel is 54.
Yeah. Not the only thing, see. It's not hard to believe. The only
you know
thing
how old
keep,
I am?
Keep ourselves young. We always keep on smiling.
Keep drinking.
Keep on smiling.
62. August, I turned 63.
Hmm? No,
that's not what you tell the girls, man.
Oh, no, I tell girls I'm 18.
Because my youngest son stay with me now, yes. My youngest son stay with me, he's 22 years old now. He's not married, that is my youngest son, the one who drive me with a long hair.
Yeah, I never
yeah,
seen
the one with that Volkswagen.
Yeah.
That is my son, that is 22 years old now. I got only four now. That girl came in here with my grandson. That is my oldest daughter.
It was my classmate there.
Yeah.
You and your daughter, classmates.
Rub it in. Yeah.
No, honestly.
Yeah.
She's my classmate.
That's right, there is no bullshit. I born 1924. I just figured out now. You've been to university or not? Okay, I born 1924.
You?
Yeah.
April 15. Now you tell me.
You born 1924.
Yeah, right. Okay, now you've been on university.
44.
Well, that is fast to figure out now. 24.
40, me.
You four?
Yeah, 20 years old.
And I born 24. Yeah, I mean, I born 1924, April 15.
So you're just going to make April 15. You made 50 this year.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm going to make 30 this year.
Because I'm not going to bullshit anybody when all my friends are in here. No, you know what I mean?
You look younger than that, man. That's why I can't believe
it. I said, what much? Right. I mean, that anybody say that. Even August, him now. No, he's 58.
Oh,
yeah. You cannot believe he's 58.
Hey,
now you can see some guys is 50. He can have time to walk now.
See? So you and I are just like exactly
he's with me in a prayer now. He's working with us now. And he's more worse than us. He's going to buy and drink. When he come with us, right with us, we come with time for Gomi and Joe. no can refuse when we turn to the bar. He gonna steal from
there. And then I tell him, scared. He tell me, go with us. I tell him, who going? And he tell me, you, him, eh?
Yeah,
he,
me, yeah.
These three birds. These three birds are scared. I tell him, hey, that's kind of danger. And Momo, she tell the guy, this is our road.
Yeah, yeah. Make parade, right, guys, I'm gonna line up traffic.
When do you have to retire from your sugar company? 58, right? I could send it
52.
No. I'll drive. You gotta retire.
I mean, 62.
65 or 62.
You make 62 and you gotta retire.
No, I mean, you don't have to if you want
it's
to.
Early retirement and early 65 retirement. Is a regular.
62 right now in a plantation. 62.
Early retirement.
If you want to. Regular is right now is 65. But if 62, if you want it, you can take it. See? Mm. Provided that how many years service that you have on a plantation, then you get that much amount.
What you gonna get out of it if you retire at 62?
Well, you get the retirement money in there. Maybe
less retirement money.
Yeah, maybe you get about $150 a month, providing that you get something else, benefit or something else on the outside. And when you can hit 65, then you get that social security, and you get another, maybe let's say another $100 or $200 there, and you figure all together, maybe you get about $500 to $600. Well, you get me.
But you know what blow my mind? When they make housing, they say for a plantation workers, and you gotta put $8,000 for down payment and 40 something, and then
$300.
You tell me how?
Payment?
How the plantation guys gonna do that? You know, plantation guys, they make like hell, get plenty of kids, you know. And in the end up, they give you 3 months limit, the outside guys buy them or their relatives buy them, you know.
You have to move out.
Forget it. All this project, they get another one coming out. They're going to make townhouses or whatever.
Yeah, but it's a cool thing.
I bet you 10 to 1, outsiders buy more than a plantation workers.
You know, the prices in them.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you something too. When the outsiders buy in this plantation area, all the cane, the surrounding cane fields, will get argument. They say pollution. You're going to start arguing about pollution. Then what happened? You cannot burn cane. You're going to end up give that land away.
Look, that's a subject you're supposed to
look
take.
Look, the plantation was here before everything else.
On this
when they build development,
like goes, no, you figure out.
They come first,
right
the plantation.
Down to the bottom, to begin with. When our father, I mean our grandfather and
father,
been
whatever,
in there
mother,
with
flowers.
This pollution, nobody ever died on that pollution. But right now, they figure out even just for a water pollution. That is the biggest subject. Now you tell me, with this pollution, you know how many million people is going to be out of the job? Without the sugar plantation burning the cane, you know how many people in this plantation will be out of the job?
How many families?
Who's going to give the job? Now you tell me.
Hawaii is not like LA, get trade wind. Morning time, the
Chicago,
wind is stale.
Whatever,
soon come 8, 9 o'clock, the wind blow the smoke away. LA, the fucking smoke, stay right there, smoke, right?
Now you tell me.
Hawaii,
you
no such thing
in here.
Yeah,
shit. You know what I mean? Get trade wind.
He's not going to get sick.
No, but I'm going to
tell you something. That's right.
When they make a development in Waipaho or in Ava,
you guys supposed to take
who buy? Retired servicemen. Right? Retired servicemen buy.
But on a mainland, there's something.
And they get big mud.
In the morning, even if you fly into the plane, you cannot see the city.
With all the inversion layers, they haven't got any
pollution in
there.
But the way it's
clear.
Now, when we burn our cane, we get three fields to burn. You know how much pressure, I mean that weight of wind is blowing and with all that smoke in there.
Sometimes we cannot work certain fields.
That's because it's driving out, you know, we saw the smoke coming up.
Right.
At first I thought, it's raining over there. I said, nah, that's sugar cane.
Yeah, right, sugar
cane. No, I'll tell you something, if you got no housing development here, and we got cane field here, if the wind blowing this way, we cannot harvest that cane. You gotta wait till the wind blows this way.
Yeah.
The dust blow away from the houses. Yeah. You gotta wait.
Hey, you know what? My wife, is kind of shitty to talk about this, but she's checking with my old man. My wife likes
to. Hey, we're gonna have to hit it.
I know, we gotta go. My wife makes clay pots. She throws them in the wind and stuff like that. And she needs to get the fire bricks and stuff like that. Do you guys know any place that she can get them?
What do you mean?
Fire bricks.
Of course. You go down there to...
Can you buy them?
Yes.
Can you just take them or what?
No, you can. Yeah.
She needs bagasse too.
Bagasse. You just let us know.
Bring your bag and shovel
them. We sell you a bagasse. How many bags do you
want? What the fuck is bagasse? Bagasse is the cane rubbish.
Yeah.
Cane burn on.
It's good for a plant. It's good for a plant.
But they get burn ones over there. You like the burn ones?
You go
walk. It's good fertilizer for ginger.
No,
you
need the brown one.
She don't like the fertilizer.
He doesn't want to learn about pigeon. He wants your bagasse.
Ah, shit. Yeah, we should go play.
What's your work?
Shit. What?
What's your work?
Well, look.
A bagasse.
She's a potter.
Yeah.
She needs to put clay pots in a kiln. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Get a really hot...
It's like the chickish bread when you're making an oven.
It's like an emu, but you can do it. You can do them in an emu. I was reading the paper the other day about this.
Yeah, that guy, Japanese guy making an emu.
You saw.
Right?
Okay, the same thing. But these guys, they make these big kiln out of fire bricks. And she said that she needed about 1,000 fire bricks.
1,000? Shit, I get only about 15.
Bricks? Fire bricks.
You gotta go for the old meal room. All over there.
You should call
the fire room one.
I'll see about
2 years ago.
I gotta bring her out. You know, we had to, we brought my little girl Noi and my wife Corey. We dropped them off at the folks' place in Palava Heights. My dad owns a, highway service in Pearl City. It's right on the Pearl City Shopping Center corner.
Yeah.
And the corner toward the city, toward Honolulu.
By the bank.
Yeah, it's 76 Station.
Yeah.
That's
so right next to Smirio, whatever you call it. Drive.
Right next to the
Bluebird Drive.
Across Bluebird. Yeah. Scotty's.
Right across Scotty's. Yeah.
I see. Oh, they have plenty of brick over there. They even clean up the mill.
The mill.
No,
that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
All the fire bricks you're talking about.
Yeah.
You come all around on 10 hour, what that thought?
Huh? Oh, they had big bricks.
All you can see over here. Yeah.
Oh,
look there, right there.
You can still take
right there, right there.
Gone already.
Oh.
Right there.
You take what you want.
Right there. Hey.
That's all fire brick right there.
Right there. Brick.
Fire bricks right there.
Yeah, that one's on the...
But I ain't got no 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just looking for a place now. Look. See, like, she got this place down in Kakaako. Okay. Get a bunch of guys together and they throw their pottery stuff, and they put them in the kiln and they fire it up. But it really costs a lot of money because they gotta pay rent to the guys in Kakaako, for the place. So she's thinking, if we can get a place where we can build a kiln.
Yeah, but a lot of bricks. I don't know where they put all the bricks.
Oh, guys, big
table.
Come on. When I was staying with
Paul, that's the best fuming barbecue.
When I was staying with Paul, Japanese guy. What the Japanese guy you owe me what?
It's too late,
Chino.
Man.
Chino. That guy had about 2,000.
Only thing down it.
Bricks.
You gotta get the cement for that.
Yeah.
You can't use any kind of cement.
No, can.
Yeah, you should go crack.
Yeah, you make sense.
Peel off. Yeah. Come off, you peel off.
Yeah.
Regular cement,
you
peel off. But I hate to peel
off. 5,000 degrees.
Why cement, you get in there then.
If you would have come here about 2 years ago, you would have scored, man.
Yeah. Your whole truckload, man.
Because you know what?
Shit, you kidding?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Yeah.
He was clear. Yeah.
He threw it away.
He threw it away. They were smashing them up. Threw them away.
Shit. You come on. When the mill going to us?
Off-season.
Stop harvest? Off-season?
About November, December.
November, December.
Yeah.
They go rebuild some of that. Fireplace.
You know,
the plantation.
You know all the sugar, the fire room, they broke them down.
You gonna broke them down someplace.
They break it down about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
The whole works there went out.
Yeah. Everything
all
came out.
Bricks.
Bricks
big
and all.
Buggers, so
but
they didn't have any use for those things, so.
Everybody, I took home. Every day I go work, I take home one bag.
My brother-in-law brought about 300.
But every year,
someone's right there,
they take out, see, some of the fireplace, they take them off, see, from all it. So the workers, they bring them home.
Yeah.
But when you repair, it's not all, see, but like what he was talking about, that whole works, when you repair the whole works,
destroy the whole thing.
Come to one plantation, see, but ever now. come to one plantation.
Yeah. Develop they had one. Big but bucket already. Yes, we were driving it. Just
and repair, whatever for repair. They're going to rebuild some certain part. They're going to break it off. And then they're going to throw it away.
Yeah, I thought like I could dump one load over
here. Well, on this plantation before, every year now. Guys are working in there every year, they're bringing home. As guys, we used decades. But if you got nothing to do, what we do is just block on the goddamn ground and we're going to plant a flower in there, just, you know, just to make a bed in there, you know, a flower bed, see. But every year, they do that, see, on a plantation.
Come
and
around.
Now we figure out, go to the office if you want it. If you go to
November,
the office
December.
And ask them, they must sell you just for a
November,
penny.
November, December.
Yeah, that's when everything
that'd be
stopped.
A good time, you know. She belongs to this group of guys, you know, people in the, a bunch of different kind of people. Kakaanko,
they
gotta pay so much rent.
And me from Kakaanko.
Just for the place. To be in the icebox.
We gotta play music.
Listen, we gotta go. What time is it?
It's 5 to 4.
Oh shit, we gotta go.
5 to 4, man, it's gonna go.
I don't know.